Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that now, as much as in the 60s, pianist and composer Andrew Hill is a maverick who never gets caught up in the conventions of the day, a musician who steps outside of time in more ways than one. There's a new box set of Hill's Blue Note sessions from the 60s. Kevin has a review.
Pianist Andrew Hill has always been elusive. Even in the 1960s, he didn't really fit in either of the big categories musicians got stuffed into, quote-unquote avant-garde or mainstream. This is really not so unusual, but Hill has a special genius for blurring these distinctions. His pieces follow the traditional plan, a melody statement, a string of solos over the chords, and then the melody again. But those melodies and chords can get slippery. Hill likes to play with time, too, stretching and contracting phrases. Listen to Flight 19, where he doubles and halves the tempo so often you can forget if it's a fast tune with slow breaks or vice versa. Oh, and check out his elliptical piano. When he plays the blues, Andrew Hill's phrases are more varied than most jazz pianists. Some sentences are short, but sometimes he lets a line run on like a long sentence that piles one thought on another as if he didn't want to come up for air or bring a thought to a close or just wanted you to wonder where he'd stop. This music is from a new box set from the mail order house Mosaic Records. The complete Blue Note Andrew Hill sessions, 1963-66, contains 7 hours of music, 7 sessions on 7 CDs. Then, as now, Hill works with great musicians. The saxophonists here are Eric Dolphy, Joe Henderson, John Gilmour, making 2 rare appearances outside Sun Ra's band, and Sam Rivers, who knows something about unpredictable phrasing himself. Andrew Hill kept recording for Blue Note after 1966, where this collection ends. Admittedly, his later albums were uneven, but I wish this box included a little from later sessions with saxophonists Booker Irvin and another Sun Ra regular, Pat Patrick. Mosaic boxes tend toward complete sessions, which is how this set is built, but that's not strictly true. There are no more than 2 takes of any tune, no matter how many were cut. Which is fine. Listening to jazz shouldn't be drudge work. Mosaic boxes are also known for their lavish documentation, which is sometimes less lavish nowadays. A few years ago, Mosaic would have included a discography of all of Hill's Blue Note sessions, so you could at least see what you're missing. But that's a quibble. The music is what counts, and almost all of it still sounds fresh.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the complete Blue Note Andrew Hill sessions, 1963 to 66, on Mosaic Records.